Welcome to WHUS Studio Sessions. This week we have Sean Fogel.
The song's called The Silence of Control.
Every sin that I confess or remain unseen, as we demand our pound of flesh, a man is torn between those who break and those who take their toll. The silence of control.
This song is called The Mind's Editorial, and all these songs are from a project of mine called Brothers in Yarn, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Desperate, and when the night falls, we've never been so cold. The things that we've seen could never have been dreamed by anyone of 17 years old. And they're falling from the sky now, and we have reasons for abandoning our post. The steel and the stones are the only home I've known. Now nothing but the bones of a ghost. From time immemorial. editorial. Removes any trace of doubt, makes fools of us all. Disappearing in the snow. Our lives both depend on the unlikeliest of friends, so we carry on with nowhere else to go. There are reasons for this moment. There are images impossible to shake. Torn at the seams and haunted by the screams, there isn't much more anyone can take. From time immemorial, backs against the wall. The mind's editorial removes any trace of doubt, makes fools of us all. Tired and cynical, waiting for the regiments to fall. Time's little miracle removes any trace of doubt, makes heroes of us all.
A solo song. It's not like really part of any of the bands that I play in, and I wrote it probably about five or six years ago, and never really did anything with it, never really released it, it felt like now felt like the right time, and I kind of remembered that I had it. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that song. That could be a very now song.
Yeah, awesome.
So back when I wrote it in like 2011, 2012, it was. I was kind of inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement that was just getting started then.
So, awesome.
I'll just play it. Less talk, more rock. This song's called Without the Money.
Does the money make it easier? How do you live with yourself? I bet the money makes it easier. How do you live with yourself? Does the money make it easier? And could you live with yourself? Vicious appetite, devouring everything in sight, and boiling your friends alive. How do you live with yourself? Does the money make it easier? How do you live with yourself? I bet the money makes it easier. strike a nerve, and nobody gets what they deserve. How do you live with yourself? Does the money make it easier? How do you live with yourself? I bet the
Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from?
Yes, I can. My name's Sean, and I live in New Jersey, and I've been doing this thing for for a long time. I play in a band called Golden Bloom, and we put out our last album just about a year ago, and since then I also started another project called Brothers in Yarn, and those first two songs that I played are from that, and we released our first EP just a couple months ago.
Very nice. So you mentioned your project you're working on, Brothers in Yarn. Would you mind just telling us a little more about that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. It was kind of born out of writer's block.
Oh, awesome.
when we were working on the most recent Golden Bloom album, So I always try to approach songwriting a little bit differently every time, just to kind of, I don't know, keep it fresh, keep it interesting, and to try not to do the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
For this last album, myself and two of the other guys in the band, we went up over the summer. We went up to like a cabin in the woods in Maine, and we spent a whole week and just brought a bunch of instruments, and we wrote all of the music for the songs. We didn't really have any... I didn't write any lyrics. We didn't really even necessarily have melodies for them. We just kind of walked away with that, with like chord structures and roadmaps for songs, and kind of the skeleton for what we were going to do. Once we went into the studio and started recording it, I kind of started working on lyrics for each of the songs, and we got about halfway through the album lyric-wise, and I just hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where we had the whole album's worth of music recorded, and everyone was just kind of waiting on me to finish writing words. And I couldn't. It wasn't even that I was writing words that I didn't like. It was just totally, plugged up, and nothing was happening. And this went on for a little while, and I talked to some friends who are musicians and creative people and stuff like that, and tried to kind of crowdsource some help.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when you just kind of are totally dry and there's nothing happening? Someone recommended just reading a book and seeing how that goes. And I realized that it had been so long since I actually read a book.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassingly long. Netflix is great.
Yeah.
It's not a paid promotion. It's just like, it's so easy. You can spend, every waking moment of your free time doing something that is distracting and more passive than reading. So it was just this realization. It was like, I haven't read a book in forever. It was approaching the new year, and I figured that's a good excuse for a new year's resolution or intention. So the Brothers in Yarn idea was born out of this like creative jumpstart regimen that I came up with, was that I was going to read a book every month, and during that month also try to write a song that was somehow inspired by that book, and like record a demo for the song before the month was over, and then move on to the next book.
Nice.
I didn't make it through the whole year, but
it
worked. It clearly worked. I got, the first 6 months. Those are actually the songs that ended up on the Brothers in Yarn EP. And after that first song, that first book inspired song, the floodgates were open again, and I was able to go back and finish the lyrics for the Golden Bloom album, and they were like the most effortless songs on the album, and they're kind of my favorite now also.
Awesome. So it was really successful.
It was great. It was what the doctor ordered.
Awesome. Yeah. So my next question for you is, what sparked your initial interest in music?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. I don't know if I can pinpoint a specific thing, but I know I was always interested in in listening to music, and in, you know, as soon as I first kind of realized that you could make sounds on things, I knew I was into that. I took piano lessons when I was very young, starting in third grade, fourth grade. And so there was always kind of that regular music instruction time. But then I'd say when I was in high school is when I started teaching myself guitar and bass and drums and the more kind of like standard rock band stuff. And that's also when I started writing music and became a little bit more interested in being able to, like, not being an expert and not being like a virtuoso player at anything, but being able to play enough instruments well enough that I could kind of be my own band and record albums all by myself. I think when I first found out that the Stevie Wonder Inner Visions album, that there are some tracks on it where he played almost everything. Like, he played drums, and he played this, and he played that, and that kind of blew my mind. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So that was like, so the first couple of albums that I made on my own were like that, and I played everything on them.
Wow.
And over the years, Golden Bloom started that way, and then each album has gotten a little bit more collaborative. The last one that we put out was completely collaborative. Lyrics is really the only thing that I did on my own. Everyone played their own stuff. We wrote it collaboratively. And then the Brothers in Yarn project was a little bit more of a return to me. I did have a great drummer, Jason Hamill from Mates of State, who did an awesome job. But everything else I played on that.
Very cool. Yeah. So with that being said, did you have like an influence when you started playing music, or someone, like a musician, that influenced your music or your style?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think everything that you hear kind of influences you in one way or the other. Either you really like it and you consciously or subconsciously drift toward it, or it turns you off and you consciously or subconsciously move away from that. I think there are just like certain things that are probably everyone's like base ingredients, like, you know, Beatles, Beach Boys, Neil Young, Tom Petty, all that kind of stuff. But I think over the last, especially like over the last 5 years or so, I actually try not to listen to any music when I'm making an album or when I'm trying to write, because I know how easy it is to accidentally write a song that is the song that you just heard, like 5 minutes ago. It happens. You're like, that's the greatest riff I've ever heard in my life because it's the song that I was just listening to 5 minutes ago.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a very convoluted answer.
No, it was good. What is your favorite part about being a musician?
Oh, my favorite part. I have lots of favorite parts. I am kind of an introvert and would be totally fine with being home alone for days on end and not really talking to anyone. But I also know that I'm happier when I get to meet new people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's a great way to, you know, just constantly find myself in situations where I'm in a room with people I've never met before. And the whole nature of what I'm trying to do is about engagement. You know, it's about trying to create a moment that we're all sharing together. So I like that a lot. Over this past summer, for the very first time, I did a solo acoustic house concert tour and just set up shows, you know, in people's living rooms and backyards and stuff like that. And that may have been my favorite thing that I've done musically in a really long time, and they weren't, you know, they were the smallest shows I've played in a long time, but that's fine. You know, I think that when you're in a music venue, when you're in a club, there's such a focus on how many people are there and that kind of thing. And when you're just in someone's living room or an informal space like this studio here is fantastic. Like, I would play a show. What I'm doing right now is I'm having a blast.
Great.
So even if there are 10 people there, you can create such an amazing experience with just those 10 people that it, I think I enjoyed some of those shows more than times where I've been playing for hundreds of people, just because it's more, there's more of a connection.
Awesome. Well, that's really interesting. Would you mind playing us a few more songs?
I would be happy to play a few more songs. Now, what songs? That's a good question. One of the nice things about playing some solo shows after doing mostly band stuff for a while is just the list of songs that I could play is so much bigger.
Right.
Than it's, you know, like when I was here last, a little over a year ago with Golden Bloom, and we were promoting the last album, like we had our core chunk of songs from the record that, like, if we're doing anything like this, this is what we're gonna play. Mm-hmm. But on my own, it's very freeing. I can kind of do whatever I want. With that being said, maybe I will play, I'll play something from that Golden Bloom record, and I think this was the song that I wrote right after that first Brothers and Yarn song kind of like reopened all of the, you know, the creativity, and it ended up being my favorite song on the Golden Bloom record. The song's called Want Love.
Time waits for no one, and no one waits for time. The things we take for granted are what we leave behind. There's a world between the things we see and what we think we know. We are not what we carry, but what we let go. Love.
this is the title track off the last Golden Bloom album called Searching for Sunlight.
You've just been listening to a live studio session from WHUS. If you're interested in hearing more, please visit our podcast on iTunes. For more information on studio sessions and WHUS, go to www.whus.org.